Death is real. Someone's there and then they're not. And it's not for singing about. It's not for making into art.
Normally when I walk into Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, there's something loud on, there's something up-tempo poppy on. I don't walk in and go, where's the funeral? This was Mount Erie?
Mount Erie.
Okay, why have you been listening to this so much lately?
Oh, man. I'm going to be honest, like, the first time I put it on, I'd heard great things about it. I put on track one, I listened to it, it's 2 minutes and 28 seconds, and I immediately turned it off.
I was just not
in the mindset to listen to it at that point. I mean, I guess we should say at the beginning of this interview, this is a trigger for some people if they've recently lost somebody. The first time I actually put the album on, I put it on in the store, and it was kind of a dead day. It was rainy and dreary, and I was like, all right, I'm going to put it on. After listening to it, I mean, I lost it. I started crying in the shop because these lyrics hit me so hard. I was trying to pull it together because I didn't want somebody to come in, and I'm like sobbing at the counter. Like, ah! But it just, at that moment, it hit real hard for me. I don't know. So it's not something that I'm going to say I'm going to put on every single day, and I do recommend that you be in the mindset and be ready to go on this journey with him.
What's the track we're listening to right now?
The song is called Real Death.
A week after you died, a package with your name on it came, and inside was a gift for our daughter. You had ordered in secret and collapsed there on the front steps. I wailed.
Okay, so I think I know where we're going. The song is called A Real Death.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of background about the group.
So it's essentially Phil Elverum. He started out under the name Microphones back in 1999, and then he put out in 2003 put out a concept record called Mount Erie. And since then he retired the Microphones name and has just continued on as Mount Erie. This is his eighth album as that name.
Okay.
It's dumb, and I don't want to learn anything from this. I love you.
This record is entirely about the passing of his wife, Genevieve Castré. She was a musician, a writer, a visual artist, and she passed away of stage 4 pancreatic cancer in July of 2016.
Oh, real recently.
He put this record out within 6 months of her passing away.
Well, why don't we go through some of the tracks and maybe you can explain what's going on here.
This whole album is him kind of singing to her and about her. About what he's going through and about their life. He's always been really good about singing about like spirituality and mortality, but on this record it's moving past that and he's just kind of swallowing us in his entire loss.
Sounds like something almost that you wouldn't have thought would see the light of day. It's more, I'll record this at home, I'm grieving, maybe I'm in a closet somewhere, no one's ever going to hear this, yet here we are listening.
There are certain parts of the album where I don't know what stage of grieving he's at.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this album to me kind of sounds like it's almost like a reflex that it just happened because he's dealing with this. He did record the entire thing with her instruments and in her studio. Kind of hurts to listen to sometimes. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, but it's heavy.
Cold because I won't close the window. Just in case something still needs to leave, I stand in the yard and look up.
A Crow Looked at Me, Mount Erie, is what we're listening to. This is What's on Your Turntable. Jared Elkhorn at Waiting Room Records is taking us through this album. You want to take us through some specific tracks?
Yeah, so this is Seaweed, which is the second track. And, he tells us right off the bat, she's been dead 11 days.
You have been dead 11 days.
So that hurts. And then he's kind of referencing that he's looking for her in nature. And that means kind of like, is that a flower growing in the woods or is that her? He talks about at the end of the song how he takes a chair from their home and puts it in the woods and pours her ashes on it so she can look at the sunset. But even then, he tells us that he doesn't see her as the ashes. He sees her as the sunset.
I brought a chair from home. I'm leaving it on the hill. Facing west and north. And I poured out your ashes on it.
let me take you to another track. This is Ravens, the very next track, track 3. I think the guitar line in this song is beautiful. It sounds like a lullaby almost, but it's very, very sad. In this song, he explains that she's been passed for 1 month and 3 days. The song's pretty heavy, and where he gets very descriptive in watching her body get weaker, and how he tells us how he kind of watched her die in this room. There's a certain line that really hit me, where he says that she has cancer and that she was killed. Usually when you hear someone say something about cancer, it's usually they died or they passed from. No one actually says they've been killed by cancer. And just having that be the descriptive word really hits home of how like it was way harsher than in something that he has to deal with, the fact that someone has been killed by this terrible disease.
Black feathers tinted in the sunset. I knew these birds were omens, but of what I wasn't sure.
Waiting Room Records is where we're at, listening to the new album, A Crow Looked at Me by Mount Eerie. This is GLT's Sound Ideas. Do you got one more song you want to talk about?
Yeah, this is Swims. This is, I hate to say, my favorite song on the album, but...
All right, hold that thought. Let's give it a quick listen here.
Sure. This song's devastating. There is a certain point of where he talks about how they walk to counseling. And each week it gets harder and harder to get there because she's becoming slower and slower.
I can't get the image out of my head.
It's just kind of him talking with his counselor about how this grieving process is going to work. And then you get hit with something that we find out is not actually a story. It's his life. 2 months after his wife passes, his counselor passes.
Oh, jeez.
And he walks past her office and he sees that the lights are off. And even says the line, like, almost as if her job is done. And then later in the song, it's his daughter asking if Mama swims. And there's a pause in the lyrics as if he's trying to figure out how to answer that question. And then he says, yes, she does swim, and that's probably all she does now.
Your last gasping breaths. I see it again and again. As the breeze blew in.
It's a tough listen, unfortunately, for a lot of people. They can relate, too. It's
yes.
Mount Eerie, A Crow Looked at Me. Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. Jared Elkhorn, thank you for playing this album for us. And let's put on something peppier after this.
Will do.